prosecutors in suburban Chicago are expected to announce charges this evening against the suspect in yesterday's mass shooting at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. Authorities now say 7 people were killed and dozens others injured, and police now say the alleged shooter planned his attack for weeks ahead of time. NPR's David Shaper joins us now from Highland Park, which is about 25 miles north of downtown Chicago. Hi, David.
Hi.
So tell us, David, what have we learned today?
Well, the suspect is 21-year-old Robert Bobby Cremo. Police say he has had a couple of run-ins with them in the past, and Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesman Chris Cavelli explains how he allegedly carried out this attack.
We do believe Cremo pre-planned this attack for several weeks. He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire on the innocent Independence Day celebration goers.
Cavelli says investigators believe Cremo fired more than 70 rounds at parade participants and those watching, using what he describes as a weapon similar to an AR-15. He then left that behind and was able to blend into the crowds of people running and scrambling for safety afterwards.
During the attack, Cremo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing the chaos.
So, David... he was able to escape initially and was on the run for a while, it seems like. How was he originally found? How was he eventually found and arrested?
Well, investigators say that during all that chaos, the suspect was able to just walk over to his mother's house nearby and then borrowed a vehicle. Police say they don't think the mother knew about the shooting. He then drove off and was on the run for 8 hours. Where exactly he went during all that time isn't clear. Police say he did drive into Wisconsin and then came back. Within a couple of hours of the shooting, police were on his trail. They had identified him as the possible suspect and put out an alert with a description of him and the car he was driving. Again, Lake County Major Crime spokesman Chris Cavelli.
We're very thankful that an alert member of the community saw Cremo's vehicle traveling southbound on Route 41, dialed 911. An alert North Chicago police officer spotted the vehicle, waited for additional backup units to arrive, conducted a traffic stop, and they were able to safely apprehend Cremo with no injuries to the officers.
Cavelli says this suspect had another rifle in the vehicle and more guns were found in his father's home where he lived, which he says he appeared to purchase all legally elsewhere in the Chicago area.
David, you are in Highland Park today. What is the atmosphere? What's the mood like there in the wake of this shooting?
You know, it's really heavy. I'm sitting on the sidewalk downtown Highland Park along the parade route. I'm just a couple of blocks from the part of Central Avenue where this shooting took place. That part is still cordoned off by barricades and police tape. Inside of that area, there are still lawn chairs and blankets and other personal items on the sidewalks and curbs as people just left everything behind when they fled. And many of the people I've talked to here say they remain in a state of shock. Their emotions are just raw. 30-year-old Adam Sherman was at the parade, and he says it had just started when he heard a series of what he says sounded like 30 or 40 pops, and then everyone came running frantically towards him.
My dad was, like, trying to find my sister and her family and couldn't find them, and I just was with my mom and yelled at my dad. I'm like, we need to run. And, yeah, chaos is the word for it.
That's NPR's David Shaper. Thank you so much.
Thank you.